Well, I've been looking forward to the conversation now with my good friend, Dr. David Cohen from the University of Akron, professor of political science, one of our political analysts here on The Morning Show. And David, let's get to it. Philadelphia last night, a debate, the first time that the Vice President Kamala Harris had been in that center stage, that type of venue. Donald Trump has been there before. And it looked like the vice president seemed to be a little bit more calm and cool, while the former president was certainly slinging. But how did you view this thing last night?
Good morning, Ray. Well, I completely agree with your assessment. I mean, does that surprise you? Does it surprise any American? I mean, I think, you know, one of the challenges that Vice President Harris had was to go on that stage and look presidential. And one of the challenges that Donald Trump had was to go on that stage and to not look unhinged. Trump failed in that task, and Harris succeeded in her task. I mean, if you look at polling before the debate and after the debate with people who watched the debate, 2-1, she was, proclaimed the winner. It became very obvious very early on that she was able, she was going to be able to get under Trump's skin, which she did, especially when she mentioned crowd sizes and the fact that people at his rallies, leave during the rally, and that really, really shook him. You could tell he was very angry about it. And really, from that point forward, he was kind of a babbling, incoherent mess. I mean, this year has been fascinating. We've seen two presidential debates, by the way, the earliest presidential debates in American history. We've seen two already. And I would say I've been watching these things since 1988. These have had the two worst debate performances in American history. Joe Biden's debate performance in June essentially forced him out of the race, and Donald Trump's performance was an absolute dumpster fire. Okay. And how do we know that? Donald Trump himself ended up going into the spin room after the debate to try and say that he, completely won the debate, and he was spouting post-debate surveys, would make, Kim Jong-un and other dictators jealous in terms of the statistics that he was spouting off in terms of the sources and who he said won the debate and by the margins. So it was a fascinating night, I think, debates tend to not change people's minds, but I think this one may do it enough on the margins to give Harris a boost in the campaign.
With us is Dr. David Cohen, professor of political science, University of Akron. David, it seemed to me, and I'll let you analyze it, that Donald Trump was really content last night to circle his arms around those already in full support of him, figuring that if he keeps those people intact, he can win the election. Do you think that was his objective, and did he be successful at that?
I don't know if that was his objective, but that's clearly what he was aiming for, was to simply energize his base. And if he thinks that he can win this election simply by energizing his base and not expanding to independents and people that are undecided, and to reach out to disaffected Republicans, the Nikki Haley voters, the people that are Republican but that they don't like him, he is sadly mistaken. He has to expand his tent if he wants to win. I think you're right, Ray. I think he is focused squarely on his base, and the issues that he kept coming back to time after time after time, such as immigration, and spewing conspiracy stories about Haitians going wild and eating people's pets, spewing these ridiculous debunked conspiracy stories. These are designed to anger and energize his base, and that is not going to help him win the election.
When you look, and you mentioned Kamala Harris performed well last night, what do you think was her high point last night, David?
I think her high point was when she was talking about reproductive rights and the abortion issue. I think she's very comfortable with almost all of the issues, But I think particularly this one, you can tell that it's something she's thought a lot about. It hits home with her. And I think Trump had no answers to her when she was talking about abortion rights and his Supreme Court appointments. That was clearly, I think, her high point.
When you look at the debate itself, David, what about the host and the moderators? How do you think the whole, quote, show came off last night?
I thought they did a good job. I didn't think that they did a great job. I thought they were good at doing some fact-checking, which you did not see when CNN hosted their debate in June, fact-checking in real time, which was great and refreshing. I thought they allowed Trump to get in rebuttals too many times when the rules clearly prohibited it, and they did not extend the same courtesy to Harris. But that's really more of a quibble. I think overall they did a pretty good job. You know, it's a very high-pressure, difficult position that these journalists are put in, and I thought they performed well.
With us is Dr. David Cohen, professor of political science, University of Akron, and also, of course, with the Bliss Institute as well for political education, where you do a lot of polling over there, David, and I don't know if any polls have come out since the debate, but maybe reflect a little bit if you've heard or seen anything after the debate last night pertaining to polling.
Yeah, CNN did a snap poll after the debate, and the results, interestingly, were the exact opposite of what the results were after the June debate between Trump and Biden. The same exact percentages of people that thought that Trump had won the debate in June, that same number of people believe that Harris won the debate last night.
David, let me ask you this. You mentioned that Kamala Harris performed well. Was there an area there that maybe if she gets up this morning, she wishes maybe she could have done a better job, or was there a weaker point last night in her delivery from your point of view?
I think that she needs to have a better answer to the inevitable question of are we better off today than we are 4 years ago? And I think that was what the moderators led off with last night. And, you know, she was clearly at the very beginning of the debate for the first couple of minutes, you know, she was a little nervous. You know, big stage, Klieg lights are on, and I don't think that her answer was very crisp. And she focused on what she was going to do in office, which is a good thing to focus on, but she really didn't emphasize the areas where she thinks that Americans are better off now than they were in 2020. And it's kind of an easy question in a certain way, because all we have to do is kind of remember in our heads where we were 4 years ago in the middle of a pandemic, you know, when you had a sitting president telling people that they should inject bleach into their arms. It's easy to paint that picture and to talk about how our economy was shut down, et cetera. And I think she missed a pretty big opportunity there.
Dr. David Cohen with us, University of Akron. David, let's go to the other podium with Donald Trump. You mentioned his struggles last night. I said the part about the tariffs when he threw the question back to Kamala Harris about if you didn't like the tariffs, why didn't you get rid of them? I thought that might be his high point or one of his better answers on that particular side of his podium. What did you think last night as Donald Trump? Maybe a high point from him last night.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right. That probably was the high point. I mean, it was Trump actually talking about policy, although he wasn't very specific about what tariffs and on what products and how much. I think that was probably it, Ray. Maybe his closing statement, in which he was talking about, you know, you've been in office for 4 years, you know, what have you done? I'm surprised that he didn't kind of repeat that throughout the debate. And unfortunately for him, there are a lot of people that tuned out after an hour and 40 minutes or whatever it was, and actually didn't see the candidate's closing statements. That came after the second commercial break. By that time, many people have already turned off their televisions.
So, David, to wrap up our conversation this morning, I can tell who you feel, quote, won the debate. But in your viewpoint, you've seen a lot of these through the years. Her performance last night, is that enough to get one, voters who might not, who weren't maybe thinking about going to the polls to vote? Or is it enough to maybe sway some of that middle third? Those answers will come in a couple of months. But your viewpoint from the performance last night from Kamala Harris, do you think she's interjected some energy into those who really weren't that excited about this election?
Yes and yes. I think a lot of the energy has already been baked in from a few weeks earlier when the switch was made in the convention, before the convention. But I think her biggest challenge last night was to demonstrate to the American public that she could be president and be presidential, and that the country would be fine in her hands, and that she could lead. I think she easily passed that test. And I think that's what, you know, many people who didn't know much about her and haven't been paying attention, that's what they were looking at.
David, great stuff this morning. Thanks for getting up with it. Always appreciate your time and your expert analysis. Thanks for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Ray.